Off the Ball Breakfast.
GAA players are in amazing shape. Their fitness is incredible. They look professional in every aspect of it, but amazingly, like, these people still have jobs.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
League of Ireland Football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Shamrock Rovers still 2-1 up away to Santa Clara in the Azores, the team that finished fifth in the Portuguese league last season. 92 minutes on the clock there in the first leg. We'll let you know the full-time score as soon as we have it. Vinnie Perth was at the other first leg this evening, where it's been a brilliant night for Shelburne. 3-1 up against Linfield. The Fitzpatrick red card is what Nathan puts down as the most decisive moment of the game. Vinnie, hard to argue with that. However, you'd have to say the offered miss penalty, the opportunity for them to bring it back to 2-2, might also go down as a critical moment in this tie.
Yeah, and it feels like there was a lot of big moments. You know, the penalty missed from Meepo as well, and just so many things went on in this game that... that's Nathan's job. That's what he's good at. He remembered most of them. I was struggling there because there were so many different things that went on in the middle of that game that I think the offered miss for me is probably, in one sense, the biggest moment, because I think that goes 2-2. Linfield just shut up shop, do nothing else, and it's a completely different context for Shelburne, and they needed that little bit of luck. So what happened when he missed that penalty is all of a sudden Tolka Park came alive. The fans got behind him again and just sort of believed, and ultimately then Shelburne were good enough to go and get that third goal, and it feels like they've created a big gap between the two teams now. So Linfield have to come out, and they're not that type of team that are going to sort of easily find it easy to come out and get at you. So certainly now Shelburne are red hot favourites to qualify for this group stages.
Another big storyline this evening is that of Meepo Odebeko, and we were talking about him before the game, Vinny, in terms of not being overly convinced with his conversion rate, and you could be thinking the worst when he misses that penalty in the first half. What's this going to do to his confidence in the long term? What if it's the moment that costs Shelburne a place in European football proper? So for him to rebound within that half and to score and himself and actually get on the score sheet himself is huge for him and huge for Shelburne.
Yeah, he also won the penalty as well that Hardywood scored, and a big decision that was made there on the pitch. And it's sometimes, like, you know, I spent a lot of time on Off the Ball over the last couple of years, and or listening to whether it's air sport or other sports, and you talk about leaders and what leaders do on the pitch, and sometimes people think of Terry Butcher and that style of leader, and, you know, but Harry Wood just went and made a decision himself, and it didn't seem to come from the bench. It may have done, but he just got rid of Meepo and said, this penalty's not for you tonight, I'm taking it. And it wasn't even the best penalty, it was sort of keeper's height, but it was struck with such confidence, and a player with confidence, that ultimately that was a huge moment. And I just didn't fancy Meepo before I called it in commentary because of his penalty last week. And but his Meepo's game is so up and down, like, he's a Marmite footballer in many ways, because he does so many good things, and other things he just lets the little moments get away from him. But, you know, he got a little bit of luck with the finish as well, but he's had a huge impact on the game. As I said, he's won a penalty, and he scored a huge goal for this football club. And look, the Shelburne fans love him. They probably wish he had 12, 13, 14 goals in his back pocket by now. He's had enough chances to do that, but he is a young player, and you've got to be sort of a little bit easy on him for a while, you know, and let him develop. But they're certainly missing an out-and-out striker. Makes their life a little bit easier. But having said that, that's what's making this European run really exciting. I've lost my voice last time I was here, and it's not far off going again, you know, that way. So it's quite an exciting time to be a Shelburne follower.
Santa Clara 1, Shamrock Rovers 2, full-time Vinnie Perth. What an extraordinary result that is.
You know, it is only half-time, but that is one of the great results in Irish football for Shamrock Rovers to do what they've done. A huge credit has to go to, yes, the manager, absolutely, but player, staff, the football club, they now belong at that level. That result, as much as we didn't see it coming in many ways in Irish football, won't send real shockwaves around Europe or anything like it, because teams are now used to Rovers' name constantly popping up in European football, in terms of whether it's been group stages, and it looks like another group stages now on the card. yards. Tallaght will be rocking next week. Irish football has been knocked from pillar to post, domestic football, for so long. And you know what? There's been a lot of false dawns, but this feels like a really, really potential, significant time to be involved in Irish football. And I'm so proud of what Rovers have done. Absolutely delighted for them, delighted for the staff, and particularly Bradley as a manager, what he's gone through. And he's had a lot of good news this week. I tell you what, that's just the icing on the cake for him. And what a huge moment. Absolutely thrilled for Shamrock Rovers. Just hope they can continue and finish the job next week. That's a huge game. You know, you feel like Shells are favourites now to get through. Rovers are obviously favourites on paper, but that side they're playing is still a really, really strong and dangerous team. But the confidence Irish football should get from this, and I hope this sends, you know, a little message to the people around government, around the FEI, that, you know, we're no longer the problem child. If anything, we're the solution to Irish football. So, you know, come with us on the journey and give us a little hand on the way.
I dare say next Thursday could be one of the more nerve-wracking evenings in the history of Irish club football.
Yeah, you know what? It's difficult to know which is the right game to go to, which is the right venue to be in, which is, like, are Rovers over the line, 2-1 away from home, coming back? Is Shelbourne, because of the way they play, is that game still on the knife edge? So, look, you'd love to split yourself in two and be up in Belfast and Tallaght at the same time. But, look, we're in the driving seat in both ties. Irish football, as I said, is in a crest of a wave at the moment. We've seen that domestically. There's a real interest in it. But, oh, it's a big night on. It's a real opportunity. These are statement results. Like, this is also given, if Shelbourne can get over the line, it gives them a chance to get after Shamrock Rovers domestically in terms of the league. It doesn't become a runaway league. They've got money in the bank. And also, look, we don't like talking about it. No coach or anybody involved in it likes talking about it, but it makes a significant difference to the lives of these Shelbourne players if they get through this game. So many basic things in their life will be a lot easier. Whether, you know, we've heard Sean Boyd talk about it, and I don't like sort of football is more important than that, but at the same time, these are real people who have an average income in their wages, and this is a great shot in their arm for them.
For sure. Vinnie Perth, great stuff this evening. Thanks a million for joining us live from Talca Park. We're going to be live again tomorrow evening. The destination is going to be Derrymount for Bows versus Cork City in the League of Ireland Premier Division. That is our lot for Thursday night's Off the Ball. Good night.
The John Giles era with Off the Ball has come to an emotional end.
Off the Ball wouldn't exist the way it does without the existence of John Giles.
Helped by a plethora of John's friends and family within and without football, we pay tribute to the great man in front of a selected audience.
So we are here tonight to celebrate not just the impact John has had on Off the Ball over the last 20 years or so, but really the unrivaled impact that he's had on Irish football going back 70 years.
This week in the OTB football feed, look out for the full John Giles tribute night.
If we didn't say John was the best player I've ever played with, he would tell you why he was.
Eddie, I might come to that in a minute. Yeah.
We speak to John himself about his 7 decades in football, former Leeds teammates Eddie Gray and Joe Jordan, plus tributes from Liam Brady, Brian Kerr and many more.
As you say, it's what, 20 odd?
23 years.
20 years. Well, they did well to put up with me for 20 years. I tell you.
Released in 3 parts, we'll drop the first part of the John Giles tribute night on Tuesday morning, and to mark the occasion, it will be available for free for a limited time only. The John Giles tribute, only available in your OTB football feed.
League of Ireland football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.